Daya, O Daya, O Daya, Dayenu, O 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 Daya, O Daya, O Daya, Dayenu.
Brachot haba'ot. Welcome to Mincha B'Lev, Resting in the Heart, a meditation telecircle offering from Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm Laura Hegfield, a member of Beth Abraham, and will serve as guide as together we prepare our hearts for Shabbat. Today, we have entered day 26 as we count the Omer. We are halfway to Sinai on our journey of learning what freedom feels like. The spiritual qualities for this day are Hod Shebenetzach, gratitude within eternity. I want to share a little story from my life about gratitude in the midst of Nora. Nora is the embodied experience of awe for divine presence, what Rabbi Heschel defined as radical amazement. What could possibly be more amazing than feeling the presence of the Eternal One right in my backyard? Let me explain. Baruch Hashem, I felt well enough to take a walk in the woods behind our home on a cool, sunny morning last week. There's something majestic about the light at 7 a.m. as it forms halos around leaves, on the bridges of boughs, dances off dewdrops and spider's silk. The grandeur my eyes saw, the forest sounds that filled my ears, the ability to walk carefully over roots, through briars and branches, boots caked in spring mud, was all too beautiful, too beautiful. The miracle of being outside in nature, to have my camera in hand photographing what is impossible to truly capture, to receive so much was too much. Dayenu. So I sat, as I often do, on the damp, leafy ground, and I cried. When I was ready, I stood up and finished my walk before returning to our house. The glory of God is enormous, unfathomable. This was a Nora experience for me, radical amazement. It was more than I could hold. Kosi Revaya, my cup was overflowing. After the walk, I came into the house and called my spiritual director, Rabbi Nancy Flam, for the session we'd planned. The walk left me with a residue of mixed emotions: gratitude, awe, and guilt for all the years I didn't, perhaps couldn't, really see the wonder of creation the way I do now. Sitting in silence with Nancy, I became aware of a heaviness in my chest, something tight binding my heart. I sat with this sensation for a while, breathing in and out, waiting to discern what this feeling might mean. As we sat together, it occurred to both of us that perhaps the heavy, tight sensation was a physical metaphor. God's tender mercy swaddling my heart to protect me, free me from receiving more godness, more awesomeness than I could contain, more than I could process in that moment. Dayenu, it was enough. Mindfulness practice allows us to observe what is too much and create safe boundaries with our breath. Boundaries that in turn offer freedom from the overwhelm inherent in the awe of the mystery. Paying attention also frees us from guilt. The guilt of what was, what we missed, what might be, could be, by drawing us back from regret and longing to what simply is. Our breath guides us inward. Mindfulness opens our hearts not only to Hoda'ah, thanks, but to Hodayah, gratitude for the source of all being. Hodayah incorporates Yah, the breathing of God's name, right into the word, into the expansiveness of what it is to fully feel gratitude. And then we exhale, Dayenu, another expression of gratitude as we acknowledge that this breath, this moment, this splendor we have been given is enough. And this will guide our practice today. Find a comfortable way to sit or recline. Close your eyes or set your gaze soft and low. Inhale, lengthening your spine. Exhale, relaxing your forehead, your jaw, allowing a gentle smile to form on your lips. And inhale, drawing your shoulders back and down along your spine, creating spaciousness around your heart. Exhale, from fullness to emptiness. Inhale, opening yourself to Hodayah, gratitude for this moment. Exhale, Dayenu, appreciation for this breath. As you continue to breathe in your own natural rhythm, allow the sensations, emotions, and thoughts that arise with Hodayah, gratitude, to fill you until you can hold no more. Exhale, Dayenu, acknowledging to the Holy One, to yourself, that this moment is enough. As you focus on these words, Hodayah and Dayenu, notice what is true for you with each passing breath. Perhaps you do not feel gratitude. Maybe you don't feel satisfied right now. That's okay. Just pay attention to your own experience, body, mind, heart, and soul, as you continue to breathe in the word Hodayah and out the word, Dayenu. Notice how these words hold and shape your practice. Attentive to any shifts in your awareness with each breath in and each breath out. Inhaling Hodaya. Exhaling Dayenu. You are free to receive what you are able to hold and release what is too much. And if it feels true for you, rest in the contentment of enough. We will enter silence now until I ring a chime to let you know a practice is coming to a close. I leave you with this poem. Everything illuminated would be too beautiful to hold. A heart would surely break, perhaps beyond repair. Everything breathing, illuminated, clear, awakened glimpses. We are offered glimpses, and that is enough. Everything would be too much. Shadows serve to protect us from divine brilliance we could not, cannot fathom. With gratitude we inhale, Hodaya. With compassion we exhale, Dayenu. Enough. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Che HaOlamim She'asani Bat Chorin. Blessed are you, our God, life of all the worlds, who made me free. Lahitra'ot, until we meet again, I wish you all a sweet Shabbat.